Hello, y'all. This is Scott Merrick with the Vanderbilt Center for Science Outreach, bringing you episode number 46 of
Snacks for the Brain.
Last episode of Snacks for the Brain, we ranged far afield and featured a really cool podcast out of Ontario, Canada, the Brain Food Podcast. This week, I'd like to pull back on the reins a bit.
Whoa there, Nelly!
And feature some audio related to an incredible program called the Research Internship Program, RIP.
RIP
for short, that brought 20 high school juniors into working research labs at Vanderbilt campus over the summer. Why then? Why, do you ask? Am I talking about it now? Well, I attended a wonderful reception last week on campus that brought together all the students, all their mentors, and their parents and friends, and all the administrators to celebrate the success of the program. The posters that were the capstone of the 6 weeks of research were all on exhibit at that reception. I'll be posting a link at the show notes site at http://whackwhacksnacksforthebrain.blogspot.com that will lead you to a groovy Picasa album containing 94 pictures taken at the poster session, plus other relevant links. So please be sure to check out the show notes. Let me tell you, these were no average high school science projects.
Would you like to hear a sampling of the topic titles?
Homer, read some of those for us.
All right, I will. Let's see here. Synthetic genetic analysis of DRS2 with adaptor proteins AP1 and GGA. How about this one? Screening of the N-acetylglutamate synthase gene for polymorphic variants. I like this one too. Dynamic flow hybridization of microarrays. Microarrays. All right, I'll try one more. Defining the cellular location of PAH-associated BMPR2 mutant proteins in NMUMG epithelial cells. Cells. Sales.
Thank you, Homer, I think.
Y'all, don't take it from Homer altogether. Listen to what Dr. Stephen G. Gabby, Dean of the Vanderbilt University Medical School, had to say about this wonderful project in his very brief remarks at the reception. Here they are, Dean Gabby.
Clearly,
That said, and said nicely, thank you, Dean Gabby, I'm going to drop in a little snippet of sort of eavesdropping conversation that I recorded just a few minutes before Dean Gabby spoke with Dr. Christina Peterson, who is the director of the RIP program and who did such a fabulous job and earned her just due that day. Joining mid-conversation as I fumbled for my Dell Axum recorder and fired it up, Dr. Peterson was speaking to a gentleman who's the father of one of the participants. I think you'll find this conversation, while a little off task, interesting and pertinent to the topic at hand. So enjoy, and thank you, Dr. Peterson and Dr. John Jeffrey Reese.
They had to learn the technique and put together these posters in 6 weeks. So it's amazing. They were a great bunch of kids.
And you got funded, too. That was the other big thing. So when the program started, there wasn't money, right, for stipends?
Right. And so
money came along.
It was either Vice Chancellor Jacobson or Dean Gabby. I'm not sure which one, but that was like a gift from him.
Yeah, really.
But they will both be here tonight.
Okay.
And I'm so excited for them to meet the students and see their work, because they're going to be blown away. Just great.
I have to tell you, one of my former third graders is in the program.
No way.
Know it.
Who was it?
I just started at Justine.
Justine. And she went through the GAS camp as well. So
she's a brilliant pianist.
Really?
What's the third graders? You have a third grade
Well,
program?
I taught third grade at university school for several years.
Okay.
Now I'm teaching technology to little kids.
Okay.
But Justine is a junior now and was in the program over the summer, and I didn't know it. Ran into her at the reception tonight.
So she's a Renaissance woman.
Yeah, you're raising them young. I guess if you get to them early. What's the old saying? Give me a man until he's seven. Give me a boy until he's seven, and I'll show you the man. Something like that. Have you heard that before?
No, that's a good thing.
Oh, I'm not a person who would know sayings like that, but there's a movie called, a series of movies. The first one was called 7-Up. And then there was every 7 years it was 14-Up, multiples of 7, all the way out to 42.
Well, that was a study,
wasn't it? It's an Australian filmmaker who took boys at the age of 7 from all different walks of life. No, it's English, an English guy. And he showed him in all different aspects, and he showed him again at 14, at 21, 28, on and on and on. And you could see him get married, divorced, have jobs, lose jobs, and he always managed to track them down. One guy turned out to be homeless, and year after year he kept not recovering. And these people all went different directions. They couldn't find each other except for the movie maker. So it's pretty
fascinating.
And the theme of the movie was, you know, give me the boy until he's 7, and I'll show you the man.
So they had a good idea of what they would be like as adults.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
May I quote you?
No, don't quote me. But the movie, you can get the movie locally if you ask, like, Blockbuster or something like that.
Netflix or something.
The last one I saw was 42. That's the last one I saw.
So it's always a denomination of 7 and plus.
Yeah. 42 hours, last one I saw.
Great.
So you're doing it. You're just 3 up, like a third grade up.
Well.
And are you part of the program now also?
I work one day a week for the Center for Science Evolution.
Okay.
Basically, I'm a house podcaster.
Oh, is that right?
So
you have to have all your equipment.
I'm recording like a madman, but...
Okay. Oh my gosh, are you recording right now?
You may hear yourself. I need a hat that says, careful, podcaster.
You're listening to Snacks for the Brain.
Thank you for being such good sports there, Dr. Reese and Dr. Peterson. I'm going to close out Snacks for the Brain episode 46. However, can't leave you without another song. This is a song I've played before, but I think it really fits in here. It's a tune from that wonderful New Orleans group Brain Bucket, and it's called Rocket Science. Both our songs today are from the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com. Check them out. See ya!
Fly. I never raised no chicken. but I know they can't fly. My mama didn't raise no dummies, and I can tell you lie. Said the grass is always greener. How come you don't like mine? Say the grass is always greener. How come you don't like mine? I'm breaking all that loving, just a little line.
Snacks for the Brain is brought to you by the fine folks at the Vanderbilt Center for Science Outreach, connecting working research scientists with K-12 students worldwide. Check out the website at www.vanderbilt.edu/CSO.
Outreach